Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 3rd, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare and share these messages each weekday morning to encourage and to instruct in God's Word. Today's message is titled, The Lord's Blessing. The scripture text is from Deuteronomy 28, verse 8.
The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to.
There's something that intrigues me about barns. They vary in size, design, color, and even their intended usage. There are cattle barns, feed barns, equipment barns, and many other kinds of barns. As a little boy, I would play in my Uncle Gentry's barn on his farm outside of Harwood, Missouri. When the cousins would come together during family gatherings, we'd invent games that would be centered up in the hayloft. Many of the barns in that area are now dilapidated, much like the one barn that we'd pass as we made the trip to my grandparents' house. I recall so well. It seemed that with each passing trip, the timbers were more rotted and the entire barn was leaning more and more toward the earth. I'd eagerly watch for the spot to see if it had finally collapsed whenever we passed by, but it never did. I wonder to this day if that barn is still standing.
Well, I grew up on a farm where we had a couple of smaller barns. Now, my memories are not nearly as fond as Stephen's because he didn't have to maintain the farm that he visited. We did. And our maintenance chores included cleaning up the cow and horse stalls. And you know, of course, what that includes. Fortunately, that job fell more often to my brother as he got older rather than me and my sister. Though I do remember a few times doing the nasty chore for Jody, my brother, in exchange for his promise not to tattle on me if there was something that I didn't want my parents to know about. I wonder if siblings still use blackmail to get out of chores today.
I'm sure they do. I hope they still have chores. Well, after we got married, and we lived for many years in areas where we rarely saw barns, in upstate Pennsylvania and later in the Boston, Massachusetts area. But since we moved to Lancaster County 9 years ago, we see the landscape dotted with barns and silos. We often use these photos on this site from our travels throughout the county. Today's verse is a wonderful promise from Scripture. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. Barns, also called storehouses, could be a source of pride to farmers if they were not careful to acknowledge their abundance was from God.
Scripture reads, "The Lord will send." Well, you know, it's so vital to recognize where our blessings come from. We sing the song, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." Or we also call it the doxology. God continues to send forth his physical and spiritual blessings in our lives. Sadly, many rely on other sources to provide for their needs and even have entitlement attitudes. God owes us nothing and yet provides for all that we have need of.
The verse continues, "The Lord will send a blessing on your barns." Well, this indicates the agricultural way of life so common in the Bible period. But in principle, it surely also means your work or business, whatever that may be, that relates to the way we make a living today.
Note carefully that this scripture expresses a cooperative relationship. God is faithful to bless, but notice the phrase, "on everything you put your hand to." Farmers don't lay around just waiting for God to pour out his blessing. They work hard. They work very hard, using the skills God has taught them over the years, often through the trials and errors of farming. Although most of us don't work on farms, the principle is surely the same.
Many tend to see work as a mere necessity to be avoided as much as possible. But God has called us to, quote, use our hands. Consider these verses I found all from the New Testament. "He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need." That's Ephesians 4:28. Then in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 11, "Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you." And finally, this brief passage from 1 Corinthians 4:12. We work hard with our own hands. Well, let us claim this promise from Deuteronomy today, our daily text. Let us faithfully do our part in obedience to God's commands, and we will receive God's blessing.
Let's pray together. Father, we are confident that you will provide for all our needs as we obey your commands. You have instituted work from the very beginning so that we can provide for ourselves that which we have need of. Your blessings fall upon those who obey you and who are not idle or wasteful. We thank you for our jobs and for the skills needed to perform our duties. We lift up our brothers and sisters who are diligently looking for employment but are awaiting doors to open. Father, we pray that you would open the right door and provide for their needs in supernatural and unconventional ways, as you always care for your own, no matter the circumstances. May it be a time of trusting and growing as they look to you for their provisions and for the open door. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. You may notice I'm going to change the title of this message from something about blessings, we titled it, to Lessons from Barnes. And because it really has been the theme throughout the message, and we actually have a footnote about another barn illustration in Scripture. Several photos of barns up on the site today. And looking for a song was a little bit more challenging than usual, but we considered the great hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And that has that line that states, All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Certainly God will be faithful to do His part. Well, thanks for joining us today. Be encouraged today and continue to cooperate with God. We can be sure He will send His blessings.